You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Yeah. Good morning, afternoon, or later afternoon, depending upon where you are. This is Dr. Kelly Royce, and I'm your host for the Grand Jury Reawakening. This is the May 25th, 2019 edition, and this one's going to go a little bit tangential to the usual show. We're sort of on a break on the grand jury, the actual calendar. They are seated from about the 1st of July to the 30th or so of June the following year. And this is probably not going to be suitable for the entire family. I'll just let you know up front, I'm going to be covering a lot of adult topics, and I'm going to try to keep it as stoic and clinical and as focused as possible, which is difficult with the variety of things that we're seeing or hearing, and I'm grateful to have this platform to be able to teach. The difference between teaching and preaching, one is telling, the other is yelling. And I will try to refrain and withhold from that preaching thing. But sometimes I just lose my cookies and I come unglued. Happy Memorial Day weekend to those that are celebrating. My suggestion is to get as many pounds of beef and lamb and chicken and gourmet goodies from the clean side of the ocean, and to literally cook up your own storm and enjoy that. I was fortunate to hear the little bit of the show before mine, and I'm really stoked to hear that there are good men and women actually doing these things, such as the ham radio. That's something that's on my list eventually, if I can figure out how to shield from the frequencies. And that's the most important thing, is shielding time and distance from those sources. And I'm really glad to see that there have been some ham radio communications checks across the country, even through all of the tyrannical issues that we dealt with in the Obama administration. I'm super thrilled to see this, to see the Democrat Party just completely melting down. And I think that Nancy Pelosi is surrounded by red flags, and that we need to pay attention to the slurring of the speech and these other indicators of neurodegenerative disease. Usually there's not slurring of speech unless there's some sort of intoxication issue. And another wonderful point for the ham radio operators is that if there is a smart meter or cell tower or some sort of electronic communication device, which are prohibited in the jury deliberation rooms and many other places, happy to hear that they banned cell phones at the Masters golf competition there in Savannah, Georgia. Beautiful Savannah, Georgia. Someday I will come visit you. And there is just so much to cover. I will talk a million miles an hour at times. Fortunately, I think you can back up or rewind this. And for those of you who have visual issues that can be overcome with an auditory tract, such as the call-in number here, area code 605-313-0163, will allow you to listen to all of the super important hosts, John and Chris and Michael and James and all of the other folks that that have this setup, so that you can call that number 605-313-0163, and you can put it on your speakerphone on just your typical landline. I do encourage and support the landline because it has its own electrical power supply within your corded wireline landline. For health, safety, and privacy, that is absolutely the way to go. And I thank those of you that have stuck by your plan, and possibly you do a fax machine. That's how they're doing it, Japanese style. The Latter-day Saints are still into that, and I do agree that the computer is an electronic Ouija board complete with the mouse. You know, sometimes it's cordless, sometimes it's got a cord, and it's just a total hindrance to our effective communication. You know, man-to-man, there's no replacement for that. Reading a book and memorizing parts of it, there is no replacement for that. The Gutenberg printing press, 1462. Those that are addicted to the screen, they're just, it's really sad. Ignorance is when you haven't been taught. Stupidity is a terminal chosen condition. And if someone has to pause and look something up on their device, it's because they don't know blank. They don't know crap, okay? One of the things that I came across that I'd like to give a warning about is what's called a U.S. Constitution citation criminal complaint. Okay, this is a very dangerous document. It's very misleading, and it will get you in lots of trouble. It's very important not to let anyone or anything diminish your status as a free man or woman upon the land. We are men and women who file claims. Sometimes there's claim of harm, injury, or damage. And sometimes there's a claim of wrongdoing. However, we, you, I, real men and women, we do not complain. Our pets complain. Our parents sometimes complain. But sometimes they just straight up make the claim, whip your booty, and then you move on. And you don't make that same mistake twice. Let's see. Yeah. So do not let anyone or anything diminish your status as a man or woman. And do not let them convert your claim into a complaint. Guess what? If your claim is converted into a complaint and you do nothing, you will have your case dismissed. That's Federal Rule of Civil Procedure 12b6 for failure to state a claim. And here's the other kicker. Even if you do file the proper claim, as we've seen with the work of Carl Lentz, and I can't wait to visit with him by phone and clear up a couple of questions. So I'm going to give you a case that I've been giving to the good men and women on RBN and elsewhere. This is available on Pacer, or send me a self-addressed stamped envelope and I'll get you a copy. Case 2, and then I love it, double dot 13. So I don't have to say the word colon, even though somebody's stuck up theirs. not going to name names, Nancy Pelosi. So 2-13-CV, that's for civil, 00387, and then the initials MEF, and then the initials WC. This was filed June 5th of 2013. And I've also given out and suggested the federal grand jury 7-count indictment. That is case number 4-18 CR for criminal 00087 ALM-KPJ. This particular case was filed on the fifth month, the 10th day, 2018, and it's a 30-pager. And I'm going to be getting a copy of this out to Gary Bergman at the Nevada Republic Radio. And you know what? I love Nevada. I actually lived there 2007 and a little bit of 2008. And I love Texas, and I've actually been invited there. But I would like you to admonish those California carpetbaggers. Can you believe we're having this discussion, or that I'm monologuing this? All of those ninny nannies who ran away from California rather than giving, serving, doing out of pure love, this clearing out, you know, we have our own swamps to drain, and they are so nasty. As a child, I visited the Hyperion treatment plant, and I suggest, if you've never visited a wastewater treatment plant, just to get an idea of what has crept into politics, I would totally encourage that, and bring your posterity so that they can see. As soon as they're old enough to go to the wrecking yard and the junkyard and the harbors and the you know, like the big waterways where all of the tankers and tugboats are working, that is fascinating. And the giant electromagnet that's recycling all of that steel. Take your posterity and teach them these things. They will thank you for several generations, and probably be motivated to do so as well for their nieces and nephews. And, you know, like I said, I love Texas. The people are great, and the barbecue is spectacular. You know, Austin is amazing, and I'm not going to run away there. And those people need their butts kicked for packing up and leaving, rather than, you know, you'd rather fight than switch. You know, get the shiner, like the old cigarette commercial. You know, I'd rather fight than switch brands, and then someone's got a nice shiner there. Yeah, it's worth it. Do it. And I'm just, you know, see what happens when good men and women do something. You know, this United States of America versus Laura Jordan, a.k.a. Maxka, and Mark Jordan. This is only here because of the sweat and the tears of many men and women. You know, I think they probably had red eyes and fresh pens because of the crying on having to read this and to realize what's going on in Texas. Hey, thank you for listening. This is Dr. Kelly Royce with the Grand Jury Reawakening. Thank you for supporting RBN and the sponsors.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Me. His eyes.
Welcome back to the Grand Jury Reawakening. I'm covering a lot of difficult topics that have not been properly addressed. And during this segment, and I'm not bragging on me, I'm not boasting, I'm just simply stating the facts that when good men and women did nothing, our complete way of life was headed toward that Bob Dylan song about 90 miles an hour down the dead end street. And I'm standing there with my arms out with the stop sign, you know, trying to stop this this horrific train wreck. And I appreciate your help and your support and your encouragement. And I want you to get your piece of tinfoil and get some cash and vote with your dollars or Federal Reserve notes, and get your envelope addressed to RBN. And this is for those folks that don't do the computer. Just love that when my elders say, I don't do the computer, or when people say, I'm, you know, I don't use the computer or let it use me. 2251 Double Creek Drive. Again, 2251 Double Creek Drive. Go ahead and address a little stack, and then you can send one each month. Double Creek Drive. That's Suite 302, Suite 302 in Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Again, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And if you need any of the documents that I have access to, my post office box, it's Kelly with a Y, R-E-U-S-S, to Post Office Box 1624 in Kings Beach, California, 96143. And I really appreciate Rich Manders over there in Georgia for his support and sending me books. He's looking for a Blackstone's Commentaries on the Law. And I'm grateful and thankful. I'll see you on the other side of this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back to the Grand Jury Reawakening. There is so much going on. I'm going to try to squeeze it in here. Thank you again for your support of RBN. Grab your envelopes, get some tinfoil, stick stick some cash in there and go ahead and, you know, get one for the rest of this year and just do one a month. And thank you for joining me in supporting, you know, truth, fact, justice, and this great American way that we enjoy. I'm just here to support the process and to actually get the work done. And this raises up leaders. Oh, now I have a giant kitty that wants to come learn. I'm really grateful for this platform and this program, and that's why I'm going to bring you exclusive things that you will not hear anywhere else. You may not see, and you may not learn unless you get it here. It's unfortunate that we haven't had enough good men and women to step up, but I do see a bright future for us. I discovered a couple of groups that do the outdoor, you know, kind of scouting, the exploration, the mountain climbing, the rock climbing, and all of those great things that can only be enjoyed outdoors, away from, you know, people, electricity, man-made noises. And one of the groups, the originator, is called American Heritage Girls. And that's probably all one word, .org, if you're using the internet. And go ahead and share that around with your nieces and nephews and your posterity. I'm sure that they will enjoy it, because it's a Christian-centered organization, and they keep the girls with the girls and the women. And I'll give you the men's division of that in just a moment. And I'm really grateful to know that this organization has been around for a little over 20 years, and it did give rise to what's called Trail Life USA. That's just like the word trail, T-R-A-I-L, Life, USA. Oh, run along, kitty. There you go. And that's the way to have, you know, boys are much different than girls, and they learn differently, and that's a wonderful thing, because someone has remembered that and figured it out. And that's Trail, T-R-A-I-L, Life, USA. And so for your posterity to get out and learn these wonderful things, you know, I think only Grandpa can teach you how to reload shotgun shells, or at least train you up in that way. I've also come across some wonderful fire captains and fire chiefs. I've met wonderful California Highway Patrol officers in my experience, and met wonderful students from all over the world. You know, they come here for the American license, the American education, because in many respects and many aspects, there is nothing like the American way. And that goes for healthcare professionals, that goes for wilderness, you know, search and rescue. And I really appreciate those good men and women, and would like to remember them on this Memorial Day, and our good peace officers too. You know, I miss the late Gordon Martinez, and it's really, you got to retrain my, you know, my nervous system to say it that way. And it's unfortunate, but the things that he did while he was here, I really appreciate. I love Nevada. It's my neighboring state. Our states are touching. You know, Texas, you're awesome. One of my nicknames earlier this century, and I verified it, I discovered quite by accident that my nickname was the Nuge, or Ted Nugent. And I have yet to meet him. I would love to get some training and discipline and structure in that area, and he would be the man to do it. And I'm just grateful, you know, to discover that name calling isn't such a bad thing. It comes in handy, especially words like demon rats and, you know, wrongdoer. And so let me take a little sidestep here. And I'm going to talk a little bit about Carl, K-A-R-L, Lentz, L-E-N-T-Z. And do visit the website that he has put up, or his fans put up, called Broad, B-R-O-A-D, like, hey, Broad, broadmind.org. And especially that case 2.13CV 00387 MEFWC, I have placed it in a three-ring binder, and I'm here to help you with your homework. I can't do it for you. Nobody can do it for you, since you were the one who was wronged. Maybe your posterity, maybe your property was also trespassed upon. You are going to have to become the prosecutor, and you get to go after the wrongdoers. There's fabulous stuff on that website. Print it out, place it in a three-ring binder in order, put the old stuff in the back and the new in the front, and whenever you're working with a training or an instruction manual, definitely use the three-ring binder and use the little divider tabs. Label them so that you can quickly go to the documentation that you need. And here's some beautiful things that you may not have heard. Whenever you are in the courtroom situation, you can call a recess and you read through your notes or re-examine your journal, your diary, whatever it is that helps to refresh your memory. It's a refreshing of the memory. So many beautiful things within the law that we have been distracted from and interfered with. So it's time to take back the justice system and your fair and equal access to it. I just learned about a book that I need to get called Jesus in the Courtroom. And I'm telling you, it's been my observation. Had Jesus been in the courtroom this whole time, probably, I don't know, 80-90% of the nonsense and total BS that's gone on in there, we could have avoided. You know, just like Colonel Hunt's statement about having a provost marshal, you know, we wouldn't have had the theft, the disorganization. And I'm grateful to say that there are 400 plus ham radio operators that they do their regular communications tests. And I'm so grateful to know that all went well. And like I said, I'm not bragging, but it's just interesting that I'm there in a grand jury training session, and for some reason, the good Lord had me raise my hand and ask this question. What are we to do if we discover violations of the Logan Act? That was back in, you know, between 2012 and 15. And I did not know about, I didn't study up as much on it as I should have because I was sort of distracted. However, Foreign Agents Registration Act, FARA, the website, FARA.gov, and Kennedy versus Rabinowitz, or, you know, I don't know the exact title off the top of my head. However, due to the work and dedication of Michael School in pointing out the FARA issue, and we did teach the Nevada County Tea Party, or we tried to. I took on a facsimile campaign where I did fax the facts on Friday. Sometimes it was fax the FAGSs rather than the FAQSs. And I did send to Washington, D.C., to the senatorial subcommittees, to the oversight and investigative committees, and to the congressional committees, to their fax numbers, to their Washington, D.C. office, nearly 7,000 times, probably more. I do have the inventory from the machine. It self-destructed as I was fixing the fax Devin Nunes, Graham and Grassley, some good stuff that I came across, and I was able to receive from my senator the veto letter from Jerry Brown on Senate Bill 649, which was the 5G, and my senator office faxed me the enrolled copy of Senate Bill 649, vetoed in 2017, and here's the deal. These cases and these issues are best handled by your state senator. Your state senator is the one who, in Texas, cut off benefits from illegal aliens back in 2014. From the information that I've heard, I regrettably have not seen this documentation. Otherwise, I would have called and thanked the senator personally at their office. And you too can do this. The documents that I faxed were in respect to the factual statements. A private attorney cannot take public funds or work in the public arena. Somebody needs to look into Kevin Kiley. That's K-E-V-I-N-K-I-L-E-Y. He's running for Senate here in Northern California. And Kamala Harris, you know, while you're looking up Kevin Kiley, go to Kamala, K-A-M-A-L-A, Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S. And that's on the California State Bar website. Documentation would have to be what's called a certificate of standing to practice law. That's available through the Supreme Court in your respective republic or state. And it's time to start plastering that stuff up on the walls. A really good idea, I just love this idea, and I'm disappointed that I've never seen it, is someone who has set up a table outside of the courtroom on the public property with a sign that says, "Need prayer." Because I did learn years ago there are no atheists in the IRS waiting room for the audit division. Again, I'm not going to repeat that. Too much to cover. So, again, I am grateful to Brian Hunt, Colonel Brian Hunt, Michael School, and Rich Manders out there in Georgia. And I'm going to get him I found an extra copy of the Wildland Firefighters Incident Command Pocket Guide. And it's got wonderful facts in there that a nerd like me can look at this and say, wow, this is a perfect FOIA outline request for an aviation FOIA, perhaps with your county or your city. I hope you're not living in a place where they've got the ghetto birds or helicopters flying around your town, your city, your ranch, your farm, you know, your peaceful place, because that is a taking. And there are two types of takings. I'm such a nerd. There is the possessory taking, and there is the regulatory taking. And you know what? When it comes to your privacy and your property, we, the people, do not consent to any taking. So thank you to Gary Bergman. Thank you to Mike School. Thank you to RBN for this platform, and to you, the good people, for your support. So again, it's time to chide and admonish the runner awayers from California and say, go
with
back
Alkaline
home.
Accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Down.
Hey, welcome back to the Grand Jury Reawakening. This is the May 25th show as we wind down, and time flies when you're having a good time, doesn't it? So enjoy every minute. Vote with every minute of your precious time, because we don't know when our clock is going to run out. And we kind of need to spend our time cleaning the clocks of the liars and the thieves that have broken in and are stealing our birthright, okay? Major crimes, major criminals. That's why we have a prosecution team. That's why we have a United States grand jury. That's why we have a federal grand jury located in your state, probably near the Capitol. That's why we have the city and county committees on the grand jury, because that's your government watchdog. It is amazing, incredible training, and a wonderful experience, and a way to truly, faithfully serve your people. There's the faithful and true witness versus the false witness. Feel sorry for those losers that have innocent blood on your hands. Nancy Pelosi, Kate Steinle. I'm going to keep reminding you and reminding the other people to remind you of your wrongdoing, of your lying by omission. That's still a lie. And people need to verify your political, people that are in those political positions, and verify that they are not a conflicted foreign agent to the British Accreditation Registry or the Society. It is not a license to practice law. There is no such thing. It's a membership in an association or a society. Verify that and proceed accordingly. And thank you again for your inquiries and for your sending me the information so that I can be that resource that when the power goes out, BFD, you can call me if you have a wireline landline. You can be self-sufficient, and you can be resourceful, and you can be a support to your people in the times when they really, really need you. So thank God for the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the Founding Fathers that did this by candlelight, okay? Until the late 1800s, there wasn't electricity happening. You know, it was all done by the labor, you know, making the candle, processing the plant to get the oil to run the oil lamp. And our conveniences have made us very squishy, and it's time to be solid and stoic. And I will see you next week. Thank you for doing this work. Grand Jury Reawakening, I'm your host, Dr. Kelly Royce.